is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. You just made the list coming up at high noon. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, has been covering the team since they've been here. He remembers the Albert Hainsworth days.
Does
quite
he remember
well.
Funky Town?
But does does he know the artist? I bet he does.
Lips Inc.
There you go. I knew I could count on you, Terry. Lips Inc.
It's from the 60s, 70s, or early 80s. It's in my wheelhouse.
You're all over it.
1993. Sorry, I'm out.
Yeah, if we start asking Terry about Halsey and Post Malone, he's going to be like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Moses Malone, not
right,
Post Malone.
Exactly. That's what it would be. Billie Eilish, talk about her. What? What? So I don't know if you had a chance to hear our conversation with Albert. He had a lot of glowing remarks about Big Jeff, Jeffrey Simmons' debut. 21 snaps. Obviously, we all saw what he did on that final play, which ended up being the game winner for the Titans. What did you make of Jeffrey Simmons? I know it's one game, but one game to what's everybody's hoping is going to be a long career. What did you see?
Well, I saw a kid that obviously has a lot of talent, a lot of raw talent. And, you know, coming off the injury that he had, you know, I don't know what anybody, you know, if anybody could have really said, hey, this is what he's going to be able to deliver, or this is what he's going to, you know, be able to give you, that sort of thing. But when you look at the way he played, a tackle for loss, you know, his first career sack, six overall tackles I think he was credited with, you know, you're seeing a guy that has the potential to be a dominant type player, sort of like Albert Hainsworth, sort of like Aaron Donald, those types of players. You know, they don't grow on trees. And when you've got one, it makes a world of difference. And to me, when you're looking at it, you know, from this perspective, the one thing that the defense has had trouble with over the last couple of seasons with Dean Pease being the defensive coordinator is getting a consistent pass rush. And, you know, you normally think of that coming off the edge, and their edge players are okay, but they're not, you know, they're no difference makers there on the edge. I think we would all agree with that. But what you can do with a guy like Jeffrey Simmons paired with Jarrell Casey getting pushed up the middle to collapse the pocket, it may mean that you don't need to blitz as much. You don't need to send that nickel back. You don't need to send that inside linebacker on the blitz to try and manufacture pressure, because you're now getting pressure, albeit from a different angle, coming from the inside and not the outside, but you should be able to start getting that with four guys now. And then plus what Jeffrey Simmons can do against the run, I think, you know, you're looking at a guy who can really make a big difference on this defensive line if he continues to develop.
Okay, what's going to give? The Bucs offense is the fourth best scoring offense in the league. Basically putting up 29 points a game. The Titans are the fourth best defense and not giving up points, only averaging 16 points per game. We know they haven't given up more than 20 in a game. So what gives on Sunday?
Well, to me, it's going to come down to this: turnovers. If the Titans can have the Jameis Winston that was in London play, and they're getting turnovers and takeaways and things like that, then I think they're going to win the game. If Jameis is sharp, if he's on his game, which we've seen him do before, then, you know, he can make the Titans pay. So it's going to be a lot of that, to me, is going to be riding on that.
Terry, how about these numbers here? Now you tell me if these names sound familiar. Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Todd Gurley. That you might have had some fantasy drafts where those were the first four picks in some order in the draft. Maybe another guy thrown in there somewhere. right? Fair to say?
Well, don't leave Breida off from San Francisco.
Now, Matt Breida is another guy that has had a really good year for a team that hadn't lost yet. Now, here are the rushing numbers for those guys against the Buccaneers. McCaffrey's played them twice. They've already played the Panthers twice, once in London. 16 carries, 37 yards. 22 carries, 31 yards. Saquon Barkley got hurt in the game, but before he got hurt, 8 carries for 10 yards. Alvin Kamara, 16 carries, 62 yards. Todd Gurley, 5 carries, 16 yards. Matt Breida, 15 carries, 37 yards. The Bucs have the number one rush defense in the league. So this looks like a game. Now, the other side of the coin is they've been giving up huge chunks of yards through the air. So it looks like it's pretty clear what the game plan is going to be.
Yeah, and you hope that if you're the Titans that Ryan Tannehill, what he did last week against the Chargers, proves to be for real. You know, getting guys like Corey Davis and A.J. Brown involved and letting them make chunk plays and that sort of thing, you know, certainly showed us an aspect of the offense we hadn't seen maybe over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, in terms of Titans could possibly do. Now, that said, you know, there was a reason that Miami gave up on Ryan Tannehill because he didn't do those types of things consistently enough when he was a Dolphin. So if you're the Titans, you have to hope that it carries over at least for a few games. And, you know, if you're the Bucs, you want to take advantage of the Titans' offensive line struggles, and you want to make him get a little bit of happy feet going and get him off the spot and making him throw those passes, you know, before he's comfortable doing it.
Terry McCormick is with us from TitanInsider.com. And Terry, as you look at some of the injuries that the Titans are facing right now, I am a little concerned about some of those. We know Delanie Walker, the ankle, you know, what's going on there, but also cornerback Adoree Jackson did not practice on Thursday as he battles the foot injury.
Yeah, Adoree Jackson and Delanie Walker look like the big two that, you know, there might be some issues with. The good news is it looks like they may get Jayon Brown back this week after he missed last week with a groin injury. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a trade-off. You know, I think they can absorb the loss of Adoree Jackson better than they could absorb the loss of Jayon Brown, simply for the fact that Jayon Brown is the guy that covers the tight end out of the backfield. He's the guy that can cover running backs, you know, coming out of the backfield. With Adoree Jackson, yes, you know, he had been playing better over the last 2 or 3 games, but, you know, there's not a whole lot of drop-off if they have to go to a guy like LeSean Sims, who's a decent fill-in.
With Delanie Walker, and I know this is obviously a concern for the coaching staff. He, you know, really didn't play last week. He was on the sideline. Is this a situation where maybe they need to just shut him down for a few weeks just to make sure that ankle is fully healed?
Well, in the locker room Sunday after the Chargers game, he didn't sound too optimistic about being able to give it a go. It sounds like that ankle injury is, you know, something that's going to nag him for a little bit. I think they might be better off, you know, like you said, shutting him down, letting him have a couple of games to rest it, and then come back and bring him in, you know, back when he's healthy. You know, I think, you know, you feel a little bit better if you have to do something like that because of the emergence of the receivers and Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, and also the fact that Jonnu Smith has played pretty well and kind of come on as a pass receiver, at least on Sunday. And, you know, and a couple of times this year he's been able to do that. I don't think he's going to give you what Delanie Walker did in his prime, but I think he is a guy who is a reliable target and can get some yards after the catch.
The offensive line only gave up 2 sacks last week, a huge improvement for them after a tough start to the season. But Shaq Barrett comes in for the Tampa Bay Bucs, leading the team with 9 sacks. How do you see the offensive line being able to combat not only Shaq Barrett, but Ndamukong Suh and the others on that defensive line?
Yeah, that's a tough defensive line, and it's going to be a big test. You know, the big thing that scares me is Ndamukong Suh going against Nate Davis or Jameel Douglas, depending on who they want to put there. You know, to me, that's a scary match with a seasoned veteran who's been one of the best defensive linemen in the league over the last decade or so, and going against a raw rookie who, you know, quite honestly, would probably be better served being a backup and learning this year rather than having to be thrown in and having to play every down. You know, the offensive line played better, I think,
maybe they game planned a little better last week to try and get the ball out a little quicker. Something, you know, that Marcus Mariota had been guilty of holding the ball too long on occasion. But, you know, the Tampa defense is, you know, the defensive front is pretty darn good. And they're going to put some pressure on, and they're going to throw some looks at you that is going to put some pressure on that offensive line. It'll be interesting to see if they can hold up.
Indeed it will be, and I guess we'll find out at about 3 o'clock on Sunday how it all plays out. Terry, thanks for doing this, as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, back to wrap up the second hour next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.